The high school basketball season a couple weeks underway, but new to us here at Prep Sports Now, the first basketball podcast of the year. I'm Case Kiefer, and lucky to be joined by Ray Brewer and Jesse Granger, the experts. So I'm just going to sit back and let them talk and try to learn about some of these basketball teams. Excuse me. After I remind you that we're brought to you by Wingstop, the Wing Experts, open at several Las Vegas locations until midnight. Guys, it seems like every year when we start a football, it's pretty easy. The first topic, oh, is Gorman going to win another state championship? Well, of course. I think they're on 8 now. Could have gotten that easy for a little bit with basketball, but certainly not this year. It seems like this is one of the more intriguing seasons we've had going into it.
Yeah, I think the fact that, you know, we look at the narrative with Bishop Gorman. I use that word a lot, though, don't I? Narrative. Okay, but we look at, you know, Bishop Gorman doesn't have a big man for the first time since, like, Ben Carter, right? And Clark is 7 or 8 deep. And Centennial has the best player in town. And Coronado lost to him at the buzzer just this week. And you're like, wow, this reminds me of the days when it was like Gorman against Cheyenne, you know, when they had, you know, Elijah Johnson, right? And I think for the first time we're going into the Sunrise, the Sunset Regional Tournament or the state tournament where, yeah, Gorman's the favorite, but they're going to have their hands full.
I completely agree, and it's mainly because of the big man. In past years, like last year at the tournament, whenever they have a cold streak, they just throw it into the big guy. Last year it was Collins, and he gets some buckets. I was at the Coronado game last week, and in the fourth quarter they went 8 minutes without scoring, and it was because when they got in trouble and their shooters went cold, they didn't have someone to throw it into. I talked to Rice after the game, and he said it's kind of fun because he's got to come up with new strategies. But it's definitely not the Gorman team we're used to seeing.
Yeah, and Coronado, who lost last year in the state championship game, they return everybody except their best player, Jake Desjardins, but Kennedy Kohler looked great against Gorman. Their backcourt returned strong with Hurlbert and Savoy. They got the Deems kid that moved in from Detroit.
Will Weems, and he killed Gorman on the inside in the second half.
Yeah, and if you look at, you know, some of Gorman's national losses, of course, these are against national opponents. It's when they've got beat up on the inside. But big asterisk here, O'Banion hasn't played yet all year. So Tyler Bay is scoring 30 points, 28 points. Jamal Bay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Tyler is his cousin. But they don't have O'Banion yet. And then what about Clark? Clark beat Centennial. They've got a new coach. Colin Darfour replaces Chad Beaton. So Clark won 3 lower division titles.
That's Sun standout coach of the year, Chad Beaton.
Yes,
you.
Yes, the award. That's your guy. And so now Clark, very curious for Tuesday. Clark plays Durango. Durango has got the Demetrius Valdez kid, undersized guard who could score in bunches. So how is Clark going to play at home against Durango, a team that's good? If Clark beats Durango by like 15 or more points, if I'm Gorman, I'm like, uh-oh, we've got our hands full.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about Clark. Them playing in 3A, I haven't watched them. I'm interested to see what they look like. But I am very high on Centennial, and they handled Centennial already this year. So I think kind of that was the win that got everyone's attention. And beating Durango will just continue that. The one thing they have, like you said, they're 7 or 8 deep. They can run with Gorman. And now that Gorman is smaller, they're going to try to run the floor a lot more. And I think Clark can run right there with them.
Yeah, and I think with Clark, maybe we're burying part of the lead here. Is Clark already beat Centennial pretty handily, 67-56 a couple weeks ago, or last week, in the Legacy Tip-Off Classic. I think I mentioned to you when we had our media day, Ray, when Clark came in, I was like, man, if they have as many guys as they say they do, because they were really excited about it. I mean, they have like 10 guys that have, you know, got some recruiting interest or at least, you know, or have stood out on some level. I was like, they're going to be a tough out. And I think this makes it a lot more interesting. I mean, we already mentioned that Gorman, it's not just the runaway state champion favorite, but they've even got a tough division here with having to play Clark and Durango. I think Durango's only played 3 games, but you can't turn your nose up at anything they've done. They beat Vegas by 11 points, another preseason top 10 team. Held Pahrump to 18 points. I know Pahrump's probably not great, but 18 points? That means they're playing some defense. And they beat Desert Oasis handily, who is at least a respectable program. I think very highly of DeShaun Henry. It seems like even when they don't have great talent, he coaches and gets the most out of his team. And maybe this year is one of the years where they do have some talent.
Yeah, and they were behind in that Desert Oasis game, finished strong to beat them. And you're right, the Sunrise region, I mean the Sunset region, with Durango, Clark, Gorman, Centennial, maybe Faith Lutheran, is going to be a monster for any team to get through. The state tournament this year, Cox Pavilion, not the Orleans Arena, and because it's in the South, there'll be a playing game. So the loser of the Sunset Regional Championship game against the loser of the Sunrise Regional Championship game for the last spot at state. So I could see a scenario where somebody knocks off Gorman in the championship game, and then Gorman comes and wins the playing game and still wins state.
That is my favorite years. I wish that was every year. I know it's not fair to the North or whatever, but I love that play-in game. There were a couple great ones I covered. I think one overtime, one on one. There might have been like a last-second shot years and years ago. But especially this year when there's so many deserving teams, that's a pretty good rundown of the Sunset. What about for you guys, the Sunrise? I mean, we're talking like it's Coronado and everyone else. Coronado, of course, the state runner-up last year. I mean, Jesse, do you think this is Coronado's region once again?
They're really good. We talked about them a lot. I think Canyon Springs is really good, too. And I don't know if they're quite as good as Coronado, but they can definitely give them a run. Canyon Springs has impressed me early in the season. They beat Vegas already by, let's see, how many they beat Vegas by.
Poor Vegas. A beat up. Probably like, oh, they beat Vegas.
Sorry, Faith Lutheran. They beat Faith Lutheran. 69-58, they beat Faith Lutheran. They beat Virgin Valley, who Ray's really high on. But I think Canyon Springs can challenge Coronado. But if you made me pick who I think wins that region, it's still Coronado.
Also, just looking over their schedule, since you were doing that, they put up over 100 on Arborview. Had to have had a few possessions in that game. I guess that's that classic Canyon Springs basketball, get up and down the court that Ray Brewer loves. Brewer's usually behind the Pioneers every year. I don't know, is that optimism not there this year?
Yeah, I'm behind the Pioneers, and I'm also, you know, I think Foothill's got some young pieces that, with Kevin Soares, who we know is going to have his kids ready to go, that they're going to approve, and that'll be a fun little three-team tournament with Foothill, Canyon, and Coronado. Coronado, of course, the team to beat, but wouldn't be surprised if Canyon, who we know we're going to get from those guys, quickness, athleticism, tough defense, and kids that are ready to go, they could beat anybody on any day. And I think Foothill, they're just, you know, the Rockmore kid is great. They're going to be in position with their elite coaching to be in games as well. So the playoffs are just a weird thing, you know. A team could have an off night shooting, next thing you know it's halftime and you're taking the air out of the ball.
Yeah, and El Dorado kind of ruined the playoffs last year, or what we expected. I shouldn't say ruined, but they knocked off Canyon Springs, I believe. They lost a lot of guys. They've had a rough start to the season. Vegas, as we mentioned, has already suffered some losses, but they've beaten some okay teams too, including Green Valley. Played Foothill tight. What about if there are any other teams that can jump into that three-team conversation? Is it the Sun Devils or the Wildcats?
I mean, I think the final four is going to be Foothill, Vegas, Canyon, Coronado. I think El Dorado just, you know, had one of these teams that didn't quit last year. They won a lot of games by a slim margin, came back to win some games. I don't expect them to be back in the thick of things. And then, you know, teams like Green Valley or Silverado or Basic or Rancho, all teams that I think will be on the outside looking in.
I mean, Basic beat Chaparral. They hung close with Desert Pines. Those were 3A teams, but two of the better 3A teams. And then they just put it on Sunrise Mountain. I don't know why they're playing all these 3A teams, but I think Basic, if you're looking for one of these teams to kind of upset the system, maybe Basic could be it, but not nearly on the level of Canyon and Coronado.
All right, interesting. I just feel like every year, in the Sunrise especially, there's that team that we don't see coming that doesn't necessarily make the state championship or anything. But I would bet you right now the Final Four is not Canyon, Coronado, Foothill, and Vegas. I just don't feel like it's ever that clear-cut in the Sunrise. I think there's going to be some upset.
Yeah, and there always is. I think basketball is the one sport where every year we have a Palo Verde who wasn't even in our preseason top 10. And they
Green Valley that one year.
Yeah, where they had Nugget. Yeah, so there'll be somebody that makes this thing interesting. Let's just say that.
All right, well, since we gave the overview of what we're expecting, I mean, these teams are only about 3 to 5 games in, and we're going to get to picks this week, but I got to get you guys' state championship pick on the record. Who's it going to be if you have to go with a team right now?
I'll take Gorman. I'm not, I mean, going out on a limb, but I think that when you have elite players and they have three of them for sure, or, yeah, three of them, let's just say three for sure, and they've got some younger kids and coaching staff that's been together for years and who's coaching the state tournament. None of these other teams we're talking about, you know, with the exception of Coronado, one state championship appearance has coaches who've coached in the state tournament, and I think that'll be a factor.
All right, don't let me down, Jesse. I'm expecting you to break from the norm.
I am. I'm picking Centennial. I think they have the best player by far in the state of Nevada in Troy Brown Jr. I like Isaiah Banks. He's a good guard that knows how to run that offense. Every time I've watched, he's made big shots. And Darian Scott, who's not a superstar big man, but he is 6'10", and I just watched Gorman struggle with Will Weems, who's like 6'8", for Coronado. I think Centennial, on the back of Troy Brown, will end up pulling this off in the tournament like they should have last year, but Troy Brown missed the game-winning shot at the buzzer.
Even if they beat him in the Sunrise region, then they have to beat him again.
Centennial, okay. Better team.
That's, I mean, you could say the same thing about Gorman. Even if they beat him in the regional, they're going to have to beat him in the, mm-hmm. the state tournament. I do think Troy Brown is like one of those forces, and the guy we've been talking about for years, he's like on that level of a player where you'd be surprised if he ends his high school career without a state championship. I mean, he really is that caliber, one of the best players we've ever seen to come through here. That being said, I know it's just one game. Never overreact to one game, but that 67-56 loss to Clark is kind of bugging me. And at the same time, I mean, Gorman casts such a large shadow. I think that, Brewer, your argument about the coaching really does loom kind of large. I mean, they've got such – and that's not to say anything ill of any other coach in town. It's just that they've had the same Grant Rice at the helm for so many years now. Seems like he's got this down to a science. That being said, it does seem like the stars are kind of aligned to, throw this off course maybe. If there's a year that Gorman's going to trip up, it's this year. I think Clark might have a better chance than you guys are giving him.
Well, I absolutely think Clark has a chance. I'm just, if I had to pick one of the two, it'd be Centennial to beat Gorman, but I think Clark is good.
I think sometimes we overlook Clark because they don't have a superstar. They don't have a guy who, you know, is aggressively being courted by, you know, Power 5 conference schools. And Gorman and Centennial does. So
odds-wise, I'm taking Clark. Just straight up, if I have an every team at you're making me pick one, I just have a tough time going against Gorman because of what they've done. But I don't. I think that. I mean, it's. I think every team has less than a 50% chance. I'll put it that way. And I think this is the first season in a while where that's the case. It's going to be really interesting to watch. I'm hitching myself to this Chargers bandwagon, though. I think they're going to throw chaos. I guess my overall prediction is not both Centennial and Gorman will be in the state championship. Crazy? The face you made it seem crazy.
Yeah, I just think because I think Coronado matches up so well with Centennial, that would be the first game of the state tournament, and I think Coronado would beat Centennial. Centennial would win the playing game, play Coronado in the state tournament, Coronado would beat Centennial. And then Coronado would be back in the state championship game against Gorman.
Coronado doesn't have a really big guy, but they've got a ton of kids that are like 6'6". They've got like overall size.
They got length too. Long kids, yeah. Right? Yeah. This Centennial Gorman game's so hyped up. I feel like we're not going to get two of them. I think we'll get to see it once, and we'll live with whatever
will
happens
we get
there.
To see it once? What if Clark beats,
or Clark?
What if Clark beats Centennial in the semis, and then we don't see Clark Gorman Centennial at all?
That's
a possibility
too.
That
was the best high school game I've ever covered at any sport.
Because Centennial is going to have to go through both Clark and Gorman in the tournament.
That's true.
Gorman's just going to have to go through faith.
I will feel a little robbed if we don't get that game at all. That will go down on the list of the
– I still want that Canyon
led
Gorman
by,
game.
That'll
yeah.
be led by the 2012 Canyon Springs Gorman that we never saw. That would go down on the list. Or maybe it was 2011. Whatever it was. Any final thoughts from you guys before we go to this week's games? Some picks? All right, Brewer is motioning to go to it. So we already teased this one, broke it down a little bit. Durango traveling to Clark. Game of the week, probably. Who do you guys got?
I'll take Clark.
I have Clark as well. I just think that they got more Jimmys and Joes, and they're at home.
The Jimmys and Joes. I think when I gave you some trash about that, you held off for about 2 weeks, but now we're back to Jimmys and Joes every podcast. Yeah, I think that Clark, though, is the pick here, so we're going to go ahead and sweep that one. A little bit tougher here because we didn't talk about either of these teams. Sierra Vista and Desert Oasis.
I like Desert Oasis. The last time I saw them was in the playoffs last year, and they hung with Gorman really well. We'll see if they're still that same team, but I don't think Sierra Vista is all that good, so I feel pretty confident taking DO.
I picked DO as well. They lost many players from last year's team and the coach. Sierra Vista's got the Maka Ellis kid, who's just a junior and pretty darn good. But speaking of good juniors, DO has the, and I'm probably going to say the last name wrong, Hesse.
Jacob Hesse.
It could be Hess.
The way
he's
you have it with an E, I think.
So far to start the year, so I'll take the D-backs. Probably going to be closer because it's a little bit of a rivalry. The schools are connected.
Yeah, DO did have a really good year last year. Totally different team. Sierra Vista started the year 1-3, but you just reminded me they got Maka Ellis, who we've been hearing about for years. I think this is a close game. I'll go against you two and take Sierra Vista. Liberty and Valley, two teams right now at the bottom of their divisions, maybe going to be two teams that miss the playoffs in the Sunrise.
Yeah, Liberty's got Julian Strother, who's really good, and Valley is just a shell of its former self from 2 years ago. Liberty big.
I agree. Liberty pretty easily.
All right. Well, if you guys seem that confident, I guess I'm going to have to go with you. Liberty hasn't really even been in a close game yet, but I guess we'll pin our hopes on this young kid, Julian Strother, who's supposed to be awesome. I'll go Liberty as well. Those games are all Tuesday night. On Wednesday night, Faith Lutheran at Arborview. You're throwing me off here because you wrote that Burks is going to defend the home court. We got a new Burks for the Aggies?
New Burks, Justin's brother. I think that Arborview gets it done against Faith. I think that they're not quite in the discussion to make some moves, but I think they get enough to get it done.
I'm going against Ray on this one. I don't think really highly of Faith, but I think they're a better team than Arborview. Nick Massioni from Gorman, the transfer, has been good to start the year, and I feel like Arborview's not quite ready for a top 10 team like that.
I think what you're going to find with Faith is that as they transition from the 3A where they were last year to the 4A where they are this year, that being ready to play day in and day out is going to be a challenge for them, and I think it starts this week.
So, trying to make my pick here, trying to wrap my head around this, if all that you say is true, why was Faith in our top 10 and not Arborview?
This is just one game in the second week of the season, or third week of
the season.
Okay,
but the points you were making were kind of the larger points, that Faith is going to have trouble on a nightly basis and stuff.
Well, there's still going to be a team that's at the end of this season going to be standing. But
so they'll be better than Arborview by the end of the year, but they're not right now?
I think if they played the game 100 times, Faith would win 85 times.
But
this one night, Arborview at home with a special player is going to beat a Faith
Lutheran just,
team that may
I'm
not
just
be
trying
ready
to get
go.
The info to make an informed pick. I don't know much about Arborview.
They do have a common opponent, and Faith hung with Canyon Springs pretty close, and Canyon Springs absolutely blew Arborview out of the building.
Okay, yeah, 103 points, like I already mentioned. I'm going with Faith Lutheran, especially once I realized the Brewers was saying it was an upset of 85 out of 100. That's a lot. I'm going Faith Lutheran. Canyon Springs at Chaparral. This is a pretty good one. Old rivalry, no longer in the same class. But a lot of people think Chaparral can make some noise in the lower level, and we all know what Canyon Springs does on the upper level. I can't pick against the Pioneers, so I'm going to go with Canyon Springs.
Times two.
Canyon big.
All right, Cimarron Memorial at Legacy. A lot of great games between these two teams over the years.
Yeah, I forgot the names of the kids from Legacy.
They're usually like pretty. These teams are both usually like in the middle tier of the Northwest. I mean, they're not going to like scare anyone in the Sunset, but they're usually, you know, pretty evenly matched.
I've been pretty impressed with Legacy. I haven't watched them yet, but I mean, a 12-point win over Cheyenne to open the season. They're 7-2, and with some wins over some out-of-state opponents, I think Liberty. I mean, Legacy is maybe a little better this year than they have been.
The guys you mentioned in the picks were Marlowe, Brewster, and Nolan.
I like those guys.
God, Legacy's played a ton of games already. Yeah. I guess they've been in two tournaments, like you said. They've played really tough with some out-of-state competition. Cimarron, though, coached by our guy, Daryl Branham.
Yeah, he just doesn't have the Jimmys and the Joes case.
Oh, my God. All right, just because of that, I'm picking Cimarron. They only lost by 6 to Centennial last Thursday.
That's a good showing.
Yeah, barely lost to Canyon, too. I'm going to go with Cimarron. I think, like I said, I'm going to go with history and these teams being evenly matched. And I think their Jimmys and Joes are probably not that big of a disadvantage. There's my upset. Vegas and Mojave. Mojave, the alma mater of Jesse Granger. For years at this podcast, the only alma mater I get to talk about was Chaparral. Now, the Rattlers. So I know this is going to be a homer pick, and you're going Mojave, right?
Yeah. They don't have Anthony Marshall like they did when I was there, so I think I'm going to have to go against Mojave on this one.
All right, so Granger's got the Las Vegas Wildcats, Las Vegas High Wildcats. What about you, Brewer? Upset here?
Nah, I never pick against Vegas in any sport.
All right, yeah, there's some self-awareness. That's absolutely true. Neither am I. No offense to Granger's beloved high school, but I'm going to go with Las Vegas High. Silverado at Virgin Valley. Tell me why you're so high on Virgin Valley. That's what Jesse's been hinting all day. You love Virgin Valley. Where's this come from?
I just think that they've, if you look at their scores, they've beat up on some teams that they should have, you know, like Kanab and Baker, California, or whatever it may be. But they're winning games. They're putting up points. Silverado's going to make the drive to Mesquite, and I think my Bulldogs get it done, baby.
I'm not nearly as high on Virgin Valley as Ray is, but Silverado did only score 22 points against Centennial, and they got smacked by Chaparral, too, so I think I'm going to have to go with Virgin Valley, just more against Silverado than for Virgin Valley in this one.
Man, yeah, it seems like Silverado's had some rough years a little bit. Yeah, these scores aren't pretty. They've gotten blown out by a lot of teams they've played. I don't know much about Virgin Valley, but I'm going to go Virgin Valley, too. So an unlikely sweep for the Bulldogs.
Wow, wow. It's not a Bulldog pick. It's a Silverado. Hey.
I mean, I'm pretty much going off the knowledge that Sun standout, Rising Star of the Year, Ty Smith, goes to Virgin Valley. He doesn't play basketball, but maybe he's instilling some toughness in his classmates. Unbelievable wrestler. Basic at Rancho. Oldest rivalry in Southern Nevada, you say? Interesting.
No, one of
some. Oh, and old, yep. School. Gotcha. Okay, my bad.
I'll go basic on this one. Like I said earlier, I don't think they're quite on those top level teams level, but I think basic can be good and finish like top two or three in that division.
All right, this should be good. I got basic too.
All right.
I wasn't paying attention, but I got basic all day. Wolfpack. Rancho's awful.
Yeah, basic. Probably going to, I think, claim a playoff spot in that Southeast League. So I'm going to go with basics. I don't think Rancho's claiming a playoff spot. That'll be it for Prep Sports Now. Thanks for listening. We'll be with you regularly for basketball season going forward.